The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is 36 minutes after the top of the hour. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We were just talking about COVID-19, and I've got Sharon in Westerville that would like to continue that discussion. Hi, Sharon. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for calling.
Hi. You're welcome. I just wanted to mention this. I think it was night before last. I listened to a program on Daystar, and I think it was the Lambs program. But there was a man on. His name is Dr. I think it's Yeadon, Y-E-A-D-O-N, and I could be that might not be exactly the spelling, but he worked for Pfizer, and he provided a wonderful explanation of what's happening. And he does not recommend for. He said, first of all, we've been lied to. He has scientific technical proof about the virus and how it works and where it originated, and it made a believer out of me. And he also shared that he would never advocate giving it to a child or a young person because there are just too many complications possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I would throw that in.
Okay.
You can look up this man online. I don't know if you can get the program again. It would be wonderful if people could hear that, but we're not hearing this in the news, of course.
Does he advocate for adults getting the vaccine since he works for Pfizer?
Well, no, he does not work for them anymore. He said there is no. He said if you've already been vaccinated, it'll probably be. I don't think he's an advocate. No. And he said there is a doctor, a scientist in North Carolina at the University of North Carolina. His name starts with a B. I don't have my notes here in front of me. I'm in the car. But he was working with another doctor in Wuhan, and they knew exactly what they were doing. They had experimented before. He said there is overwhelming evidence that it did occur in a lab in Wuhan. And so I just thought I would share that
okay.
So people could look that up for themselves.
All right. I'm a firm advocate of people checking things out for themselves. Emphasize that constantly. And don't trust just one source. Check things out. Think for yourself. So, Sharon, I appreciate it. Thank you for the input.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Check it out for yourself. On both sides, if you are looking for the dangers of the vaccine, and reasons why no one on planet Earth should ever take the vaccine, you can find them. And you can find scientists and medical professionals, but you can also find the other side as well. It's a decision that you have to make for yourself and your family or whatever. And find sources that are reliable and sources that you can trust. That's just very, very important. And not just one source. Check things out. Here is a headline that breaks my heart. But the heartbreak is somewhat tempered, understanding the time that we're living in. The headline, SBC, that's Southern Baptist Convention, Southern Baptist Church membership suffers new historic one-year decline of more than 400,000 people. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know that I highlight often the fact that the mainline Protestant denominations are either dead or dying, and for almost all of them, they have shown a decline every single year for 60 years. Every single year, without exception, they have shown a decline from the year before. That's almost every mainline Protestant denomination. In contrast to that, has been the Southern Baptist since the conservative resurgence in the late 60s and the 70s. There was incredible growth. While the mainline Protestant denominations were dying, the Southern Baptists were growing. Some of the Pentecostal and charismatic denominations were showing growth. And today, there is still some growth in non-denominational evangelical churches. But the Southern Baptist Convention has been struggling for a few years, and they have just reported the largest single-year membership decline in more than 100 years. Last year, they lost more than 400,000 members, which sets a new record for a single-year decline. Now, that is very disturbing. That is very heartbreaking. However, we have to understand COVID. We have to understand COVID. The majority of American churches shut down last year, at least for some time. And many of those churches are just now beginning to open up again. In fact, there are few that haven't opened up yet. So it's very disturbing. It is a part of a pattern. They have been losing members now for several years, not as quickly as the mainline denominations, but they have still been showing a decline. Now, here's what concerns me most. I believe there's going to be a resurgence because COVID is kind of in the rearview mirror. People are going back to church. People are ready to go back to church. I think when we look at the in 2022 and we look back on 2021, I think we're going to see either a sharp decrease in the decline. It is possible we might even see an increase in total membership. If critical race theory does not rip the Southern Baptist Convention apart. Now, I am dead serious on this. I don't care whether you're Southern Baptist or not. The Southern Baptist Convention is the largest Protestant denomination in America. What happens to them impacts the entire evangelical community. What happens to the Southern Baptist Convention impacts America. That is not an exaggeration. Now, I'm on the outside looking in. I don't know anything about the inner workings of the Southern Baptist Convention. I don't. I'm not in on all the politics, and I'm just not. But I believe, as an outsider looking in, that the convention coming up next month for the Southern Baptist Convention could be the most important one in 30 or 40 years. And one of the things that is going to be discussed is critical race theory. It has the potential to rip the convention apart. And I think that's very sad. Because here's the bottom line for me, the most important thing. Critical race theory is not a theology. It's an ideology. It is not a theology. Now, we who believe the Bible have a theology of race. We know what the Word of God teaches about race and racism and equality. We know what the Word of God teaches. And that is how we should be dealing with racism from a biblical point of view. Critical race theory has nothing to do with Scripture. It does not come from a Christian foundation. It comes from a Marxist foundation. It is not theology. It is ideology. And already, several churches in the Southern Baptist Convention, primarily black churches, have removed themselves from the Southern Baptist Convention over critical race theory. Now, if they left because of a theological difference and they didn't believe the convention was going the right way theologically, I would understand withdrawing from the convention because of theological issues. But withdrawing from brothers and sisters in Christ because an ideology has been put above theology is disgraceful. It's disgraceful. I continue to say it. Critical race theory is dangerous. It is dangerous and it's divisive. It will not help. It will not unite. It will divide. And it could be very instrumental in the future of the Southern Baptist Convention. Will you join me in praying for the Southern Baptist Convention in June that the leadership will take a biblical stance and forget about ideology? There are a whole lot of people going to the Southern Baptist Convention saying, we've got to embrace critical race theory or we're leaving. Shame on them. Shame on them. Forget about critical race theory. Come together and discuss biblically how we can face racial issues. Please.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
A needed voice in this whole racial conflict in America. We, folks, I think most of you realize that we are sitting on a powder keg. In America, we are. Most of you understand this. The liberal left wants to divide us. And they always have. The liberal left wants to divide us economically between the haves and the have-nots. The liberal left is constantly talking about those terrible, horrible, awful rich people. They're the reason for your problems. If we could just get their money and give it to you, it's the old Robin Hood thing. It's envy, jealousy. I don't care if somebody's rich as long as they've earned it honestly. My Bible tells me not to covet and not to be jealous. But the liberal left, it's those evil 1%. How many times have you heard Joe Biden talk about the 1%? And we're going to tax them and tax them and tax them because the reason you are poor is because of them. I got news, folks. If you're poor, it's not because of them. It may be things that you could not help. Seriously, you may have been through things not of your own making and you could not help it and you are poor and I my heart aches for you. But it's not because of them that you are poor. They want to divide us economically. They want to divide us racially. Your problems are because of them. And in this case, if you're black, your problems are all because of those wicked white people. It's their fault, their problem. 70% of the black community has no father, no male figure in the home. But that's the fault of white people. This is the liberal left. It's their fault. It's not your fault. It's, you don't take responsibility. It's the police. It's the police. They're the problem. The reason why we have crime in our inner city neighborhoods is because of the police. Now, what was fascinating, if you were listening earlier, there is a George Floyd Square in Minneapolis where George Floyd sadly, tragically lost his life. And so they made it kind of a memorial, and it's called the George Floyd Square. Well, today is the one-year anniversary of his death. And there was a large number of people there commemorating his death when shots rang out. Much of the demonstration today was anti-police. Okay? So somebody opened fire in George Floyd Square. Guess who they called? They called the police. Yeah, the police were called to the anti-police rally. And let me say it again. You're probably getting tired of me saying it. Don't take the bait. Don't let people divide us. Don't do that. Particularly if you are a follower of Christ, don't be consumed with bitterness and anger and resentment and jealousy and covetousness. Don't allow anyone to turn your heart against people of color or people of a different economic strata. Don't allow them to do it. Don't do it. Hey, thank you for joining me today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. We do this 5 days a week, and I'm so grateful for all of you out there. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.